plan for water to reduce and prevent pollution and to let more rivers run free. Tighter controls on the use of fertilisers, more inspections, more collaboration. We'll be talking to the minister behind the Water Action Plan later. In June, the Environmental Protection Agency found no improvement in the quality of water in Ireland, the biggest problems being nutrient pollution from agriculture and wastewater. Sinead O'Brien is with us now. She's CEO of the Sustainable Water Network. That's an umbrella network of 25 national and local environmental groups. Sinead O'Brien, good morning.
Morning, Gavin.
We'll talk about the plan shortly, but first, remind us of the extent of the problem here.
So as it stands, half of our waters, and that includes our rivers, our lakes, our estuaries, coastal and groundwaters, are either unhealthy or at imminent risk. And the plan, as it currently stands, is only set to restore about 10 to 20% of these, which we think isn't good enough at all. And what makes it more worrying is that the trend is actually going in the wrong direction, particularly in certain areas of the country. Water pollution has actually gotten worse in the last decade. And in fact, the EPA, and they're not known for their dramatic language, are referring to alarming declines in water quality in our estuaries. So that, I think that sets the scene, if you like, for what was needed in this plan, which was very robust measures to tackle runoff, in particular from agriculture and forestry, and also the worst of our sewage pollution. What we are saying is that the plan hasn't gone far enough, and that's why we're disappointed.
Now, when we talk about water here, this is the source of most of our drinking water, so it affects human health in a big way.
It does, yeah. And Uisge Éireann will treat the wastewater or the water, but it costs a lot more. The more polluted the source is, the more it costs. And also a lot of private wells in the country would rely on groundwater, and that wouldn't have that level of treatment. And so the EPA does report every year inadequate water quality in the countryside where people are relying on wells. And also, it's not just that, it's also people going for walks, swimming. Once you have agriculture runoff and wastewater discharges, then you get elevated E. coli levels, you have bathing water closures, and when it gets bad enough, then you can see dangerous algal blooms, which we've been seeing in Lough Neagh, or even closer to home in Blessington Lakes. And also it's the ecological health, it's not just the human communities, it's the wildlife communities as well. You start to see loss of iconic species like the salmon, damselflies, dragonflies, and you know, the rivers just become less healthy, they become degraded, and just aren't very pleasant places to visit for humans.
Now, the EPA cited as the biggest reasons for water pollution being nutrient fertilizer runoff from farms, runoff from wastewater treatment plants that would be run by Uisge Éireann, and also from septic tanks. What's in this plan to address those three problems?
So in relation to agriculture, they've put forward a suite of measures, including the Nitrates Action Programme. There's a new ACRES agri-environmental scheme. But what we're saying is that, you know, the science says that if you want to manage water, it has to be done at a catchment level. And so this plan has too many, you know, one-size-fits-all initiatives. And what we're asking for is more catchment level actions to tackle runoff from agriculture and forestry in particular.
What does that mean? What does catchment level plan mean?
So there's the country is divided into 46 river catchments. So that's different types of landscapes, from, you know, upland rivers to lowland rivers with all different types of soil. And some catchments are very, very vulnerable to pollution, and other types are quite resilient. So we're saying that that needs to be taken into account. So for example, you know, where a catchment has a very low carrying capacity, where it is free draining soil and it just can't support widespread, very intensive farming. So we're saying that there needs to be environmental risk assessments for intensive farms, including derogation farms, so that can be taken into account through a licensing system similar to pigs and poultry. And it's only permitted if it can be demonstrated that it won't impact the water quality, taking into account the local conditions and the ability of that river to take on the amount of pollution that's being, you know, that's being run off into it.
There is a little bit of a surprise in this plan, in that the Arterial Drainage Act, this was an act, it's been in existence since 1945, which to some extent gives priority to agriculture in the way that rivers work. They're talking about a review here. Can you explain to us what's the thinking behind that?
So we were actually delighted to see this, and it's one part of the plan that we very much welcome. So this act is very outdated. As you said, it's from the 1940s, and it actually sets a legal requirement on the OPW to dredge and drain about 12,000 kilometres of river around the country. And this has been identified as the top, one of the top two pressures, second only actually to agricultural runoff. And the rationale for it was that at the time they wanted to increase the amount of productive agricultural land to produce crops after the war. And that legacy has now continued. So there is a role for flood management, which is separate. But in terms of draining land for farmers, this is something that we think definitely needs to be reviewed and in fact reformed, because if it's reformed, you know, that dredging, drainage, clearing of riverbanks, which is causing untold ecological damage, can stop, and we can actually restore thousands of kilometres of rivers back to good health. So we really welcome that.
It's a review of the Act, of course. Sinead, thank you very much for speaking to us. Sinead O'Brien, she's CEO of the Sustainable Water Network. We'll talk to Malcolm Noonan, the Minister responsible, later in the programme.